Hey there, just a heads up, this podcast is for grown-ups only. We're talking about adult stuff, think spicy language, mature themes, and topics your grandma might raise an eyebrow at. So if you're under 18, come back when you're older. For everyone else, enjoy the ride.
Welcome to Hacking Love, deepening commitment through open relationships. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Anna. We created this podcast to explore the transformative power of ethical non-monogamy and how it can deepen connections in modern relationships.
We've been through it all, divorce, heartbreak, and figuring out what real commitment looks like. Now we're here to share our journey and the lessons we've learned along the way.
Whether you're experienced in open relationships or just curious, we want this to be a space where we can dive into real conversation about everything from swinging to polyamory.
We'll talk candidly about jealousy, desire, emotional growth, and radical honesty. Basically, everything that comes up when you step outside the conventional rules of love.
And if you're enjoying the show, we'd love it if you could take a moment to leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to. It really helps us reach more people.
Absolutely. And we'd also love to hear from you. Our contact info is in the show notes, so feel free to reach out with your thoughts and questions. We'll definitely get back to you.
So let's dive in. It's time to hack love and discover what truly authentic connections look like. Welcome back to episode 31 of Hacking Love.
Hey guys, how's it going? So we just uploaded the last episode like 2 days ago, and then we've already created more content for another episode in that time.
Accidentally on purpose.
We do it for you guys. That's why we're here.
We are just really taking the guardrails off is what's happening with us.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And it was really fun.
And some controversy.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. The more you do this stuff, the more you discover little points of, oh, I really, that super turns me on, or that kind of made me mad. Yeah. So we'll get into all that. So basically how it started was I have a text thread that's just all women. That's just, we're female friends in the lifestyle. And we were all talking about our different fantasies. And specifically the topic of the day was about people having a cheating kink, which I have had for a while, but I always thought I was alone. But it turns out a lot of us have that, like the idea of meeting a guy at a work conference and having a torrid affair in the hotel and that kind of thing.
Or your spouse picking up someone. And yes. It's a fantasy for you.
Exactly. So I responded and said, my biggest fantasy is you just playing at a conference or picking up a woman and having amazing sex and telling me about it later. And so everyone was sharing this. And I said, by the way, Aiden is at a conference right now in another town. And one of my friends wrote back and said, oh, she's often in that town for work. In fact, she's there right now. And I said, wait, what? This is my friend.
Can we make this happen?
We're going to call her Nicole. And she's a very good friend. Love her and her husband. They're amazing.
Great people.
They are great people. Solid relationship, super laid back, like no drama, super sexy people. And so I said, here's Aiden's number. Why don't you give him a call? And then I texted you and I told you that Nicole was in town. So what happened after that?
So she texted me.
Yeah.
I said, hey, it's Nicole. And she had to explain who she was. I know exactly who she was. And I said, hey, how's it going? And I don't even know what the thread was.
Yeah, why don't you get it?
Look it up.
Yeah, we're going to give you all the details from start to finish.
And I don't think she would mind us sharing this, would she?
I don't think so at all, especially we're anonymizing her.
Okay. Hey, Aiden, it's Nicole. Where are you staying in town? Lip emoji. And she says, it's Nicole, like explaining who she was. I was like, I know who you are. I said, hey, I'm here at the hotel. Want to visit? Anna would be so excited.
Uh-huh, because we'd been talking.
So we talked about logistics and where she was, and she said we should totally meet up for a drink, but don't tell Anna. Send her a pic and satisfy her cheating kink. So she was well aware of your cheating kink from the thread.
Yes.
And I said, ha-ha, you know her. Yes, let's meet. She will go nuts. I don't have a car. What would you suggest? And she said, I'm about to do all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. So she said, she's the one who suggested I text you when she saw that I was also in town, LOL. But she doesn't actually know I did text you. Do you have to be at any work cocktail hour or dinner tonight? And I said, nothing I want to be at. And she said, I'll text you in a few hours. So we met up. And so we had some logistics and we're getting to where she shows up at my hotel. And first she wanted to meet at the hotel lounge. And I said, there's a whole lot of traffic here of a lot of people I know.
Yeah, who know you're engaged.
And she's like, that's risky fun,
and
isn't it?
Do not know that you're in the lifestyle.
Yes, and so it would have been totally scandalous. But I said at some point, okay, we'll meet in this one restaurant down there. And I looked out the window of my hotel room and I saw three of my employees and three or four clients all standing around. I'm like, abort mission. We're not meeting here. So I had her meet me two restaurants down from the hotel. I was like, that should be safe because everyone's going somewhere else tonight. Surely it'd be safe. And she says she loves intimate hotel bars. And I said, I know a lot of people here, but I'm not averse to arousing suspicion. And I told her where to meet. So she shows up and we hug. She says, let's get a bar stool because I was in a booth and she wanted to be at the bar. So she's trying to enact this fantasy.
She wants to be on display.
Being at the bar and being naughty. And I was like, all right, I'm game for that. So we sit at the bar and we start talking and literally, and this is where I don't think anyone from the conference is, and on the other side of her is a leader in our industry who I know very well, like the next seat over.
Oh my God.
And I finally go, hey.
To the business colleague.
Yes. Good to see you. And so he decided to talk to me for a long time. He had a very important thing to tell me.
Oh, good grief.
And Nicole was just sitting there ordering and drinking while I was talking behind her to this guy.
Oh, God.
He didn't ask who she was. And it's curious, he didn't ask who she was.
What's nice is that at a conference, right?
There's a lot of people there.
There's a lot of people. And he probably, I think there's almost a guy code. If you're not introducing her, there's probably a reason why.
I introduced her.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There
you go. He didn't say, who are you with? That's what I would have expected. So maybe he was just not going there.
Yeah, I think guys, that's guy code. Y'all are like, I don't need to ask any questions. So you do you.
I tried hard to avoid it, and literally the first person that we see sit next to, I would have been hidden in that booth. But, right. And then 5 minutes later, another guy walks by who I know very well, hits me on the shoulder, like, hey, how's it going? He kept walking.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, where are we?
What is happening?
So I'm putting everything at risk, but it was fun.
That does sound fun.
Right. We were there for a while. And meanwhile, you and I are texting.
So I text her at some point. I said, hey, sexy lady, I hear you guys are meeting up. Ah, that's so hot. I said, should I text Tom, her husband? I literally have an empty house because I had no kids and nobody was at my home.
And now, we have to back up a little bit.
So what happened was I got finished with work and I was in the shower and I was like, oh my gosh, if Nicole is out of town, that means her husband is in town and alone. And they have kids. But I was like, wait, we should be hooking up. Like, this could be double hot. Because I remember how excited you got when I was out with Superman and Dirk. And I was like, that would make it extra hot. And then I could channel this horniness that I have from knowing that you guys are hooking up into this. And anyway, so it just happened.
That was not on the menu. I didn't know about it or anything like that.
And so I texted you. I literally got out of the shower like mid-shampoo and texted you with wet hands. I was like, should I text Tom and invite him over? And I can't remember. What did you say?
I think I said, go for it.
Go for it. I think you said go for it, but I don't think you, we talked about later that you weren't totally excited.
Well, it was changing the dynamic. And this is what we got into later is that this was a night for me to, quote, cheat to turn you on.
Yes.
Which is different from you also getting laid at the same time I am. And I wasn't prepared for that.
Yes.
So I reacted like, go for it, do what you want, which is my standard with you.
Yes.
But it wasn't something I was planning for, and it interrupted things a little bit at that point.
Yeah. You, let's say you called me at some point, and you said, better call me soon before my date, and you sent me a picture of your hard on in your jeans. You said you're headed to the bar with a hard on.
Yeah, because you weren't returning my call, and I'm like, you better return it before my date, and you didn't know I had a date set up with her at that point. No, I had it set up. That was my telling you.
Up. And you said, would you like a play-by-play? Then I said, should I invite Tom over? I'm alone. And you said, do what you want. I want a play-by-play for sure. You should text Nicole and ask first. That will be fun to watch her get the text. Wait a few minutes till she comes back from the bathroom. And I said, okay, oh my God. And you said, oh my God, we are cray. I said, yes, what should I say to her? And you said, text her now. I said, okay, done. Here's what I said. Hey, sexy lady. Should I text Tom? I have an empty house. And you said, nice, such a little slut. And I said, no, you. She's so fucking lucky. Okay, now go pay attention to her. And you said, okay, play by play both ways. I said, this will be so fun if it happens both ways. I don't know why I didn't think of it till I got in the shower. Oh my God, what great stories this could be. Then I got back to texting with Nicole, and her response to should I text her husband was, we were supposed to surprise you, silly. I didn't tell Tom just for that reason, lol. I'm gonna make you sit at home and wonder, lol. And I did not like that at all.
Okay, so let's explain this. Okay. So we have a date. Then you get this bright idea to have a date too.
Yep.
With her spouse.
Which I thought would be a turn on for you.
Yeah, it could have been. I see where you were coming with it because we've talked about it. We've even talked about having simultaneous dates together like that.
That would be better.
Right. Yeah. But so why did that get into your head first? Why did you decide this was a great idea? Because you were here alone and...
Well, so I already had the idea.
Right.
Before this. Yeah, I was alone. I was like, oh my gosh, why aren't we doing this? I just completely didn't think of it. But when I got that response from her, which to me was a veto, like basically saying, I can sleep with your guy, but no, you can't sleep with mine. And you need to just sit at home and wonder. And I was like, oh no. So I wrote back and I said,
you did not like that.
I did not like it at all. Because this is not, I am not, I don't have a cuck fantasy. I have compersion. Right. This is what I have. I'm giving you a fucking gift. And so I wrote back, I said, damn it, maybe we will surprise you guys too. And I said, again, I do not have a cuck fantasy, but if you're not down, I won't. Aiden is super excited, so effing hot. And she wrote back, kissy face, keep it under your hat for a minute and I'll send you a pic. So still, to me, this is a cuck fantasy still to her.
At the time you were thinking.
I was thinking, yes. She's just trying to humiliate me and she's not letting me fuck her husband, which I am already sensitive to being vetoed because I feel like that's happened recently.
At the same time, you sent me this note saying, you sent me a note expressing your anger.
Yep.
You're pretty angry in the text that you sent me. And I'm in the bathroom going, wait, what the fuck is happening here? Why is this going off the rails?
Yeah.
And then I read it and I'm like, wait, that's not what she intended because I was with her talking. And I think she had missed the, I'm here alone and he can come over. And basically she was just thinking, don't call and tell him we're doing this because I'm going to surprise him.
Yeah.
So her idea was she wasn't going to tell him at all about the date until we were done.
Got it.
And she didn't want you giving it up.
Yeah, I think we just miscommunicated.
Yeah, so there's a miscommunication, part. But you went
well,
off.
Well, maybe. Another part of me thinks there was not a miscommunication because that it was just... intentional to not
talking to her.
Yeah,
that was not the case. Right. And I think we know now after all of reading all this and after everything that's happened, we know that's not the case.
Probably
you interpreted it as you were getting vetoed. She interpreted it as you were gonna bust a surprise, and then she was playing with your cheating kink by saying, you just sit there while I do this with your spouse.
But that's not the cheating kink.
Doesn't know
she
that.
Doesn't know
that. And you had said previously on the all women's thread that your fantasy is that I go on a date and that you go crazy because I'm on a date or that you find out about it later.
Yes.
And she was playing into that.
Right.
But this particular line of you sit there really set you off.
Oh, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
And I have a real sensitivity to being like taken advantage of in any way. I feel like I'm just give and give. And if I get that someone's trying to take advantage of me or humiliate me in any way, I'm very sensitive to that.
Yes.
And so I probably just took it wrong. But anyway, I wrote her back and said, I said, no need for pics. Y'all just enjoy. She sends a pic.
Of us kissing at the bar. She's kissing in my face at the bar.
And I said, go enjoy. I said, what turns me on most is him telling me about it later. Not pics or videos, but send them to Tom if he wants them. And then almost an hour later, she finally says, oh my God, I did not realize you were asking if you should call Tom to come over. That went over my head, lol. I thought you meant calling him or texting him to let him know we were meeting. I totally misinterpreted that. And I said, he can absolutely come over. And then I gave my address and said, I'm showered and ready to roll. And she wrote back, ah, that's not what I meant. I meant, I wonder if anything's going to happen or if we were just having a drink. That was in response to, I do not have a cuck fantasy.
So... back to the scene. So I'm at the bar. We're talking about our histories and jobs and interesting subjects. It was a really great conversation, which is all lifestyle conversations are fun. And we were connecting and it was good. Meanwhile, in my mind, you're really pissed off and going off. And I didn't even know about the getting them over here solution to that. And so the shine's kind of coming off the diamond as I'm sitting there going, okay, do I really want to do this? I even told you I was losing interest.
I'm so sorry.
No, you were reacting how you reacted and what I've just discovered is I'm doing this really a lot for you.
Aww.
Because it was both of us, right? But it's us having a caper, right?
Yes.
So while we're talking in my head, I'm like, she's pissed off. And I said, Nicole, can you just clear this up with her? And that's when she sent you that note. It was a little late, you're right, it was maybe an hour later. Mm-hmm. And but she did clear it up, and that was her feeling about it, and I thought it was pretty genuine.
Yeah. And I feel bad because I was expressing my feelings to you, which I'm want to do, but I should have realized that would have put a damper on your night to have me just sending you texts.
And so you're like, I'm not going to take that shit.
Yeah. So as soon as she gave me basically what I perceived to be the green light, I texted her husband and I just went off on this basically feral text with her husband and sent him like pictures, and yeah, he sent me pictures.
She sent some very risque photos and video to this guy.
Which I have never done.
Which she's never done other than me in her life.
No.
Because you were like, I'm getting this done. This is like almost a revenge fuck now.
It was. I was like, I wanted to get my power back in a lot of ways. Like, I felt like she was misinterpreting my cheating fantasy and that her cheating fantasy was humiliating other women. And I was like, that's not turning me on, just for the record. And I don't need actually or want communication from the woman. What I get turned on by is just you telling me about it later, right, and our discussion of it.
And in her defense, she was not trying to humiliate you.
No, and I get that now. Yeah. And of course she wouldn't. We're good friends.
Yeah.
So I just had an emotional reaction to a hot button issue for me, which is feeling like a chump and feeling taken advantage of, and everybody else is having a good time and everybody else is allowed to fuck everybody else's husband, but not me. I have rules and
right,
boundaries. And
now, meanwhile, these people play separate. They've done it for many years.
Yes.
She's told me she's had a dozen guys in the last few years.
Wow.
On conferences.
Wow.
So this is not new for them.
No.
And you being with him does not at all bother her from anything that I've seen.
I can't see that at all. She's had zero indication that it bothers her anyway.
But you still reacted because that was your interpretation. And it was, like you said, a hot button issue. So we talked for a long time, longer than I probably would have wanted, because it was getting pretty late and we're at a conference. I had to be up early the next day, but paid the bill and head back to the room.
Yeah.
And it was nice. We walked together and went up to the room and then got in the room. And
it's so hot. It's turning me on again.
We got busy. It was good.
So how did it start? Let's get into the details of that. If you,
how any liaison starts, taking each other's clothes off, we're talking. She talked a lot.
Yeah.
I think she was a little bit nervous.
Yeah, yeah.
As anyone would be. I probably was too, a little bit. But yeah, it was nice. But in the back of my head, I still had this thing going. I knew that something was up. And I think that definitely affected a little bit. By that time, I think I was kind of like, okay, that's going to take care of itself. And that I told you what the real reason was. I even told you in text in the bathroom, because we're texting from the bathrooms.
I know.
And I said, it's innocent. I'll explain it later. But I'm sitting right here with her, and I know what the story is from my perspective.
Meanwhile, I've been super turned on all day yesterday thinking about it. And then knowing they were together, I was like super turned on, masturbating. I was like very happy.
Yes,
girl.
Yes.
So for me, this was just like a tiny little detour of an emotional reaction that I then took care of by going feral with her husband.
Now, meanwhile, you're having this very deep, sexy chat with Tom.
Good grief.
Yes. He gets the pussy pictures and he sends you his own pictures and he's talking dirty to you.
Oh my God.
And
should we read it? It's pretty funny.
Yeah, sure.
Oh my God. It was so funny. So I just texted him. So at this point, I don't even know if he knows that y'all are hooking up. So the funny thing about the beginning of this is that I just dive right in to sexy talk, which I've never had with this guy. I've never hooked up with him. We know each other, but...
And he's a really nice guy. We've liked him from the beginning. Yeah. Really great people.
But we've never even had sexy talk or kissed or anything. And so I don't even know if he knows that you guys are hooking up.
So this, he must have been pretty surprised.
This could have been completely out of the blue, but he just went with it. Which, yeah. I mad respect.
Of course he did.
Mad respect.
Of course he did.
So I said, hey, Tom. And he said, hey. And I said, hi, sexy. Want to come over? And he says, how you doing? And I said, great now. And I just responded with my address. And he says, I don't think I can get away tonight. I don't know how many kids they have. And of course, he's taking care of them. And he said, can you do tomorrow? And I said, come get me. And he goes, dang, I love this booty call. I said, sneak out tonight. And he goes, killing me. And then I sent him a very 2-second video of my parts. Oh, God. Seriously, never in my life. And he goes, I'd love to do it, but another time. I don't know how I can get away with it. I've got to have some cover. And then he goes, fuck, in response to the lore video clip. And he said, I'd love to eat and fuck that. I said, you're a big man. Just knock on my door. Your kids are grown. You can leave them to go meet a friend. And he said, I'm not afraid of them being alone. The nosy bastards will never believe I had to go. And I said, who cares? Come over. He goes, I know I'm the worst. I want to. And I said, get in car and drive. Sexy man. Do it. Can I come to you tomorrow? I'll come get at you after work. One more fucking year and I can come anytime you want. I said, tonight. I have meetings tomorrow. You're so hot. And he said, I'm off 5. How about I come over at 7? And I said, how about now? He said, you're fucking sexy too. And I said, thanks. Come get it, sexy. Sneak out. He said, if I was out, I could pull it off and turned on by the thought of coming over and walking in and just fucking. I said, I'm so hot right now. Then be out. Get over here. I hate disappointing, but I can't pull it off tonight. And I said, I hear your car keys jingling.
So far you've asked him like 8 times.
8 times. Just
you're
not
ignoring his answers.
And okay. And the reality is I'm in bed in like grody PJs on my period with zit cream on my face watching Severance. Like if he had actually said yes, like I would have had to do some work.
Yeah. You would have gotten right to it.
I would have gotten yes. Yeah. And he goes, fuck, I'd love to, though. Your pussy looks ready. And I said, it is. And he said, let's put it to good use tomorrow night. And I said, Aiden's back tomorrow. Too late. And he said, ugh. And then I sent him an emoji of a car and a key. And he said, you're persistent.
Yeah, you were being very persistent.
I was. And I sent him a clock emoji. And I said, this is fun. And he goes, you like torturing me. And I said, I'm going to be right here waiting for you because I know you're on your way. I just don't stop. Like, what in God's name? And he said, fuck, I can't do it tonight. My other kid folding laundry next to me. I just have to be gone for the night earlier.
Yeah, at this point, you sent me a text saying he's folding laundry.
Yeah, exactly. He said, I hate saying no to that. And I said, then don't. Believe me, I'm fun. I said, believe me, I am too. And he goes, I know you are. Hot emoji. And then he sent me a dick pic and he said, I can share since you did though, and is impressive. We'll just say that. And I said, damn, sir, why can't you put that weapon in your car and come on over here? And he said, I promise I will. I can't tonight, which doesn't help your dripping wet pussy now. And then I sent him a picture of one boob and my waist. And I said, waiting for you. And I said, Aiden has already reserved my pussy for tomorrow night. And he said, Friday night. And I said, we have plans, which we do.
I'm done. She's gone. First of all, tell me what's behind all that. What was behind that extremely persistent, extremely sexual conversation with someone you've never had a conversation like that with before?
I don't know. I think when I was thinking about it, I was feeling very put in a corner, or had feeling like my power was being taken away by her text, which I obviously misinterpreted, but I think it was my way of getting my power back, of like just being aggressive and I'm gonna just get mine in some way and have a sexy time, because I was really horny also from thinking about you guys. And so it was a combination of horniness and I want my power back. Nobody puts me in a fucking corner.
Yeah. Aggro Anna was triggered. And I rarely see Aggro Anna.
No.
And it was aggro in a highly sexual, I'm getting mine. Come over here now. I'm going to fuck you because I'm half pissed and half horny.
That was a very unusual situation. And we were talking about it in terms of the Enneagram. So I'm a 2. And when 2s are unhealthy, like I was being last night, because I was just reactive in my emotions, they go to 8, which is like
the boss.
The boss, almost narcissistic.
Controlling.
Yeah, controlling my way or the highway.
I'm getting this done.
Indignant.
Everybody stay out of my way.
Oh, and that's exactly how I felt. Yeah. And did you bring that up or did last night? And I was like, oh my God. Like I was completely being controlled by my Enneagram and without knowing.
Yeah.
And I think what I should have done is just let myself sit with my feelings instead of acting. So I was very impulsive, like a child almost, just trying to get rid of feelings of being taken advantage of.
Which is really interesting.
It is.
And so back to the scene. So she leaves. I call you. I give you the rundown on how it went. and you sent me all these texts.
Yeah.
And thinking I was going to think it's really hot.
I did.
I think that's what you were thinking.
I did.
Yeah. And I read it and I get really dejected.
Ugh. And that made me feel awful.
I didn't like it. And even just you reading it just now, I don't like that either.
It gave you even though
it's not an ick. Obviously, there's a lot of ick in that. We dug into why. And so this is where kind of the interesting parts of this come that's beyond just the funny, fun stuff, which is my reaction was, wait, this was my night to turn you on. And then I'm seeing you send new pictures to another man. We're talking about doing this. So I had to adjust from my night. Now, in any other world or any other time, we could have said, you go do this, I'm going to do that, and we'll see what happens. But this is ad hoc.
Yeah.
And it threw a wrench into my night, which sounds selfish, but it was a jolt to me.
Yeah.
And
I didn't realize that. I thought it was going to be a turn on to you.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, you read them to me and you were laughing and I wasn't saying anything. And I finally go, I'm not sure if I like that. And that strikes me as not feeling good. And let me try and figure out why.
Yeah.
And we thought about it, and we talked about it, and I was thinking, I felt like this was my night to turn you on. I'm doing this half for you, really.
Yeah.
Because I always include you in all of my lifestyle stuff. Whatever my fantasies are, whoever I'm with, I want to be with you, I want you to be a part of it. Right. And this time, you're checking out of mine and getting into your own, much more hardcore, much more urgent, and he's sending his dick pic over, he's got a nice big cog, it's a whole nother thing. And it hurt a little bit. And you were like, oh, no, I don't want to hurt you. And you were really recalcitrant about it and you were really sweet about it. But it definitely affected me. And here's me, Mr. Cool Guy, going, yeah, I'm going to fuck this girl tonight, whatever. And then I get my feels too. And it was like, wait, this is weirding me out.
Yeah.
And I really don't think that's about being with him. In fact, we have a party coming up. He'll be there. I would encourage that to happen if it happens.
Yeah.
So I know that's not about that. It's not jealousy. It's not, oh, no, she's getting away from me. It's more of a... What is it?
I think you felt like it was supposed to be more about you that night. And I inadvertently made it all about me.
Yeah, it was about us. And then it became about you.
Yeah.
On your side. So you weren't even thinking about me and what I'm doing anymore.
I was.
Not from those texts. When you read the text to me, I'm like, where did our night go to this whole fantasy that we had? It's disappeared. And now it's about him not coming over and you guys having the sexy talk. And I think at that point you thought it was great fun. And of course I can imagine you thinking that. And I don't think you were ready for my reaction to that either. But we talked about it. And really the best thing about this whole thing is we talked that out. It was late. We were both tired.
Yeah.
But we talked through that. And I examined my reasons for feeling the way I did. You also examined your feelings. And we got out this whole thing about, I don't want to be cucked and I don't want people taking advantage of me. And I'm giving up my man to her. And then your interpretation of that text was, fuck you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm sharing, but you're not. So I'm going to just take this over.
Yeah.
And so that went that way. So the best thing about it is we talked it through and it wasn't a problem for us.
Yeah.
And it still isn't. And I can still have the feelings, right, of the immediate feeling I had. But it was just amazing how we repaired that in the moment.
Yeah.
No one went to bed angry. Mm-mm. You're upset that maybe you hurt me.
Yeah.
And I was trying to not tell you what to do or what you couldn't do and keep you from expressing your feelings. And we got into why you felt the way you did and why I felt the way I did. And it was just really nice. And that was my thinking coming home today.
Yeah.
Was, wow, we really, that was a pretty sensitive fiery situation that for a lot of people might have gotten out of hand. I think we've really learned to just address things directly.
Uh-huh.
And that's where we've gotten, I think, in our relationship and all this, is that we can just address things directly. There's a lot of potential for a lot of problems with that whole conversation.
Playing with fire.
Every piece of it. Yeah. In fact, I thought the words playing with fire later. I'm like, this is like playing with fire. It was all set up. It was pretty straightforward. Then it went...
Which it always does in the lifestyle.
It always There's is always not what you something think it's
unexpected
be.
And it brings up unexpected emotions, and communication via text is not always clear. But I think what we got last night and today is curious about ourselves. I was very curious about my own reactions, and because it was surprising, and I was a little bit feeling a little foolish this morning, to be honest.
I could tell even last night you're like, oh, I feel like such an idiot. I'm so embarrassed.
Totally.
I'm like, don't be embarrassed for your feelings. Again, you've had feelings in the past and then you regret the feelings you have, but you have to feel the feelings.
Yeah.
Figure out where they came from and then learn from that.
But what I would like to do in the future is if I have feelings, maybe I sit on my hands a little bit and just feel those feelings
Maybe not take pictures of your vagina.
Maybe not do that. I think, and if I was going to do that, I definitely did it with the right guy. Like, he is so nice. He just went with it, and he was super polite. He didn't make me feel bad. Like, oh my God.
So, he's excited.
Oh my God.
So, there was a little repair work to do with her, too, because she's going to see all these texts, right?
Yeah.
And she seems totally fine with it or whatever. And I said, wow, when she gets back, he's going to show her all those crazy texts, and she'll probably like it.
Yeah.
And, but... So, like, when you look at it in hindsight now, the evolution of the things, how it turned out, your reaction, how that turned out, like, where are you on all that?
I think the more mature reaction should have been for me to just sit with my feelings of feeling like a chump or being taken advantage of and discuss that with you, like, today, instead of rapid fire texting you about it. And at the moment where you were trying to have a date, which stressed you out and took the fun out of your date and was honestly selfish of me if I really thought about it, because I know you care about me. And if I send you a text where I'm like mad, even though I was also very horny. It was a whole lot of feelings.
There's a lot going on.
So many feelings that I should have known that was going to take some of the luster out of your evening.
And it did. I remember sending you a text saying I'm losing interest at some point.
Yeah.
Before we left the bar.
Yeah. And I didn't want that to happen because I wanted you to have a good time, and it was also a turn on for me. And also, I wondered, and we had this conversation last night, was I forcing you to do this separate play kind of like last time where I set it up for you too, more because that's my fantasy more than it's your fantasy. And I just don't want, I want you to be able to make your own choices. So I think maybe I'll stop orchestrating things. And then you just...
I don't mind the orchestrating. You got me laid twice. So.
I know.
This would not have happened but for you being on that thread and then going, hey, I've got a great idea here.
I have a genius.
But then you had another genius idea after that. That's what kind of fucked it all up.
I have too many genius ideas. And then I thought, based on previous conversations, that I was like, oh, this is ideal. We've always said if we're going to separate date, doing it on the same night would be perfect. This would be perfect. And also I can channel all the horniness I'm getting from knowing that you guys are hooking up into this person. And so I was like, this is a win-win for everybody. It's going to turn you on and get my needs taken care of. And I can also like
stick it to her
bite back a little bit. I am not a chump. I'm not over here being taken advantage of anyway, which is so silly now that I look back on it. But yeah, it didn't turn out to feel that way to you at all. And took away from your experience. We know that now. I think checking in is probably a good thing, but maybe if you already have a date set up, like maybe I just don't, I only maybe text you in response to your texts.
I don't think we have to make up any rules about it. Well, I enjoy the conversation with you.
I think it's important for me to be able to own my own feelings and handle them myself without handing them off to you inappropriately. It's almost like asking if someone has bandwidth to deal with something right now. At that point, you didn't. You had a job to do. And you need to be paying attention to her and having a good time. And I just inserted negativity into that where it didn't need to be. Because you're my person and I talk to you. Mm-hmm. That was not the right time. And if I had been less in my head and feeling personally attacked, then I think I would have thought more about that and just waited to talk to you the next day.
Yeah. But like I said last night, in the end, worst case scenario is I got laid.
Yes.
And then I came home and fucked the brains out of you.
Yes. I have no brains left. None.
Again, what's the worst thing that can happen? We end up fucking and then having some feelings and talking about it and then fucking again, probably. So when we say we're playing with fire, it's really just playing with, like, sparks. Little matches. No big deal.
No big deal.
But yeah, imagine all the feelings that came through all of this crazy sex talk with another couple and doing all the things. It's a pretty big experience to go through.
Because I've never actually separately sexted anybody before. That's entirely new.
Not Superman?
No, we don't have a separate. Four-way chat.
So back channel sexting, and that was one of our early rules. But that was with people I didn't know.
But I knew that you guys had a separate chat, so I was like, maybe it's okay. But of course, my separate chat was
just went off going crazy.
Went off the rails.
Immediately.
Just immediately.
Hey, booty call, come over.
What?
You sure you can't come over? Come over now.
Come over now.
Your car keys jingling?
That's so embarrassing. That is so embarrassing, honestly.
So when you woke up and reread those texts, what
oh God, you think? I was horrified, honestly. I was like, being horny is like a drug. It really is. I was like, I need to rethink my choices. But
I think we repaired it. It was a good time and all that. But another opportunity for me to learn that these experiences, the one you orchestrated, was really for us. To me,
yeah.
As silly as that sounds, and as a man, it's just so weird to admit that, because there's a naked woman in your hotel room. What the fuck is wrong with that? And there's nothing wrong with it. It was great. But my motivation is tied to what it does to our relationship in every single instance. There's no case where I go to a hotel, I'm on a conference or anywhere, and I end up picking up a woman and fucking her and not having you be a part of it. I just don't think that's going to happen. I don't have the motivation for that. Now, it could happen, and it hasn't happened before I was with you.
Yeah.
When I was married, that kind of stuff rarely happens, because I'm just not looking for it. It's not my thing to push for it, maybe. Or maybe I didn't have the same, it wasn't the same mentality. I don't know if this disappoints you or not, but
no,
I feel like everything I do in this is for us and for you.
Yeah.
And rarely is it just for me. And maybe I should change that. I don't know. Maybe it would be more fun for me to say, hey, this is just going to be for me. But I have to be really into it, really into the woman,
right,
really know her, and have that connection already set. And in this case, I didn't have that connection already set. I like her, but it wasn't like we've spent a lot of time together or anything. So again, me thinking I don't need connection in the lifestyle, I actually do.
Yeah.
And the connection with you is really important. That's why the MFM is my fantasy. That's why I've considered separate dating before now, because it's fun that we're doing this stuff, but I've always considered it legalized cheating.
Yeah.
Okay, you get to go have a date and fuck someone, and it's basically you're cheating. And so in this woman's thread that you're in, the ladies are talking about this. That's their fantasy. They do it. They've done it many times. Yeah. They've gone on trips, picked up random guys, and which I didn't know was so prevalent and so easy, man. I would have been working the bars more when I was single.
Seriously.
So in this case, what I'm realizing is that the fun I have with this is with you. Whether it's I go have a fake affair and then tell you about it and you enjoy that, but I'm never going to have a real affair and not tell you. I have no interest in that. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
I don't have that drive to do that. And I think that's because we're open.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
If we weren't open, that would be much more interesting to me.
Exactly. Because it's forbidden.
And it's just not. And so we're faking like the forbidden stuff right now. And that's right. Fun.
Yeah.
But in the end, it's really about us.
And I get that. Like, we were having the experience together last night of you having your separate date. But you and I were involved talking about it. But as soon as I went off the rails and started talking to her husband, it was like I wasn't present with you anymore. Mm-hmm. And so it felt like there was like a separation between us. Is that kind of how you felt?
Yeah, that is how I felt.
Yeah.
We repaired it really quickly on the phone, and I think it would take a lot to really make a rift for us.
Yeah.
It would take just a massive betrayal or some major fuck up for us to not be able to repair it immediately.
No, because I think we're always telling each other the truth in the moment.
And I always trust you.
Yeah, same.
And you always trust my motivations for things.
Definitely.
So I'll know if you do something that's fucked up, and I don't consider that to be that fucked up, but if you did something that was
weird.
If you did something that was really super fucked up and distrustful, or appearing to be distrustful, I would automatically default to there's a reason for it. Something either got into your head or something made this happen that wasn't untrustworthy, if that makes sense.
Yeah, if you lied to me at this point in our relationship about something, I would just be curious about why. What happened? What is the fear that you have that you were trying to like avoid? Because I would assume you would lie or omit something.
Because I wouldn't want a reaction.
You wouldn't want a reaction. You wanted to not hurt my feelings. Right. So I'd want to dive into that. Mm-hmm. Or then the lying. What's going on, and let's repair what's underneath.
Yeah. And if it's something that's hurting you or hurting me, we would get to the bottom of what is it hurting? How can we repair this? Like, what is the problem? And I think we have the tools and the stability in our relationship and the foundation of trust to be able to get to any of that.
Yeah.
And so in this case, when I was in the bathroom and you were just, I'm listening to your voicemail and you're just going off, I'm not going to be treated like this. And I'm like, wait, what's going on here?
Well,
I knew there was something at work. And so I said, it's really innocent. I'll explain it later, but I'm sitting here with her and I don't think that's the interpretation that makes sense. So I knew you were okay. I knew you weren't angry at me.
No.
You weren't really even angry at her. You were angry at being what you thought taken advantage of. But you probably were angry at her.
A little bit, but I misinterpreted what she said. Yeah. I was just like, this is so uncool.
But I trusted that it was fine because I know you.
Yes.
And I learned just the quick story, I'm like, oh, exactly. I know how she thought this because I know you.
Yes.
And this is not what happened. But I don't have time to tell you because I'm trying to seduce this
woman
at a bar. I'm trying to fake seduce her at a bar.
You've got
a... I have my hands full.
I couldn't
really get on my phone chat and talk to you. I couldn't take a phone call with you. And
that's why I shouldn't have even broached the subject until the next day. I should have just been a grown-up and sat with my feelings, drank some water, taken my vitamins, and gone to bed like a normal person. And then caught up with you the next day.
Yeah.
And processed. So I think that's going to be my goal for a more mature response in the future. Mm-hmm. Although, and I think I'm just a little bipolar about where I am in the lifestyle right now. Like I just never play. And I don't find a lot of guys that I'm really attracted to. And then the ones that I have, I feel like I've just have not gotten full buy-in from the women for me to be with their husbands. It's just been, I'm just like, God damn it. Like I'm trying to play, but
yeah.
And then here I am, like everyone else is playing except for me.
And I do think some of that is story. We talked about that.
Yeah.
And some of that is your continual concern about the wife and what she's thinking.
Yeah.
And I think that's getting better.
Yeah.
But what's kept us from a lot of our four-way connections, or maybe there is some truth to it, but in the lifestyle, you've been in it 10 years, you've seen them fuck 100 different women, probably not that worried about it. So there is a reality kind of catch there we need to really think about.
You're so right.
Yeah, but there's some story in that, and maybe there's a little truth in it, but that's okay. And what I told you today, I think I said, what did I say about the not worrying about others' feelings in the room? But it was, I said some quote about it though. Their emotions are not your concern.
Yes.
Their emotions are not your problem. They have their own lives and their own bodies and their own minds and histories, and you can't take care of them.
Yeah.
You can only be respectful and honest in your true self.
Right.
And I have some of that too. I'm concerned about maybe God doesn't want me doing this to her or whatever, but I'm pretty easily able to put that aside in the moment.
Yeah.
And I think you're getting closer to that.
It seems like most of the guys from reading the women's thread are just like, go do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Which I was surprised, honestly.
Yeah. That is interesting.
It seems like
the guys seem to be much cooler with encouraging them.
Very much.
You saw some stories about, oh, David wants me to go on this conference, go to the bar and pick up a man. And we're staying at a crappy Hilton hotel. There's no hot men in the bar or whatever.
So funny.
But they're encouraging and coaching them.
Yeah.
Into picking up guys and telling them about it.
It doesn't sound like there are very many women doing the same thing for men, except for me, with you.
But they said on the thread, I think you told me that they were saying that they want that too for their husbands.
A couple have. Yeah.
Several said I'd love to have him pick up a woman and tell me all about it. And you said that too.
Yeah.
So lesson learned, mine is that I really know that I know what I like, and what I like is you. And whether you're 200 miles away and...
Yeah.
You're still with me in that moment in my mind.
Same.
And then if that goes away, I just don't have as much interest in it. Although I did have a good time. It was great.
Yeah.
So add to that, in 1 week, our next party is coming and it's bigger than ever. We overflowing with people.
We
had to cut off RSVPs because it's just, there's going to be too many people there and
yeah.
It's going to be very crowded, but very fun.
It is.
DJ again. It's going to be fun. It's not a play party necessarily, although there will be playing going on, I'm sure.
Yeah, especially with these numbers.
Yes, with these numbers, and there are new people, lots of new people that we don't know.
Yeah.
And I think everyone's onto these parties, and they figured out that they're fun, and they're inviting all their friends because they're talking about
them. They're fun and connective, and there's dancing and connection, and not necessarily sex. It's just a really nice, intimate...
I was just remarking to you that I think that's why people like it.
I know.
Zero pressure. You just come and have a good time. And some people play, some people don't.
Yep.
Couples stay couples or they don't.
I've never heard. Well, I kind of hooked up with one of them.
You did.
Yeah.
We've talked about those.
Yeah.
And then Tom's coming. So you'll get to see him.
Oh, God. I know. Oh, my gosh.
After this interesting conversation yesterday, now he's coming. And he's a good enough guy where he's not going to be like, okay, I'm ready to fly. No. But he called me that one night. I don't think he would.
No, not
as a guy, I would show up going, I'm definitely fucking that woman when I get there. I would have it 80%. We never know 100%. But 70, 80%, I'm getting laid with that woman that night. Which is fine. It may happen. Like him. It could happen.
Yeah, we'll see.
He's on the menu for that night.
Yeah.
There aren't that many guys on the menu for you.
No. I think he's the only one on the menu, honestly.
Yeah, right now.
But, which is nice. Again, not required. Yes. And we can talk about what you'd be okay with.
I'm actually okay with anything. In that environment, it's not like we have... The difference between yesterday and then...
Yeah.
Is yesterday was a scenario that was set up and it changed.
Yes.
And then there was no time to process it. And it was all in the middle of all this other stuff going on. And I think with that, we know it's a party. There can be play there. We're open to playing separately at a party.
Yeah.
We haven't really gone deeply into that yet, but I think we're pretty okay with it. It seems like it is. It's not a separate date. It's a separate play at a party, and that can be fun.
Yeah.
So we're still exploring all this, and we're still trying to figure it out and making mistakes.
I feel sick that I hurt your feelings, that it all ruined your experience. But
it's all okay. It's all okay.
And I just...
You still feel that way, though, even though we've resolved
it? I do. I do feel really bad.
How do I make you feel better about it? Because I'm okay with it.
You're not in charge of doing... That's not your job. I didn't make good choices. I think I was well-intentioned based on our previous conversations, especially about the, hey, it'd be better if we were playing separately. We both have a date because then we're... That's both. And then just the... thought based on me being out with Superman and Dirk that night, how much that turned you on, that I was like, oh, this is going to make him even more turned on and he have an even better time with Nicole. And I was completely wrong about all that. And as soon as I realized why, then I was like, oh my gosh, I just felt really selfish and embarrassed that I didn't think it through. And
but you had the right reasons.
Yeah, but
I think I just for most of it,
I was just a little bit rash. A lot of it rash.
And I talked to you last night about, think about when you went out with, God, I can't talk because my nose is stuffed up, but think about when you went out with Dirk and Superman and I was in Mexico. If I had another woman there, it would have completely changed that whole turn on for me.
Yeah, you were trying to explain that to me.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been the same. It might not have been less interesting, but it would have been different if I were distracted with that and you were doing that and I was doing this. Totally different experience. Neither is worse or better.
Are you starting to think that the same night, separate date is something that you would not be interested in?
No, if we planned it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
If we planned that.
Okay, so it's almost like being able to mentally prepare.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Is a big part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that. Okay.
Yeah, so maybe it's
that's really helpful.
But again, these plans go awry. That's what happens in the lifestyle. Nothing ever goes to plan, and I'm sitting here trying to plan it out. But I wasn't prepared for that switch.
Yeah.
And it's okay. I'm fine with it. I'm holding no grudges. I have no ill will. I have no sad feelings at all.
I do. I know. At least he didn't make me feel bad. He was really nice in the morning. And
yeah. No, what I did do, and I'm really proud of myself, I just shared how I felt in the moment.
Yes, you did.
You showed me the text, and you're like, aren't these great? And I'm reading them going, I don't like seeing these texts right now.
And I was shocked. I thought
you're like, what? You don't like it? And I'm like, nope, I don't like it. And I explained it to you, and you were just, the great way you reacted was, oh my gosh, baby, I'm so sorry. You didn't go, well, what are you talking about? You didn't argue with me. You didn't react as I've had in my past with other women.
Yeah.
You were just loving, and oh my gosh, I totally read this wrong. You admitted it. I shared my feelings with you, which I could have held back. I said, oh, that's great. I'm glad he sent you his dick pic. It's all great.
Oh, God.
That would have been my reaction in my previous life, too, which was, oh, it's all fine. And then just hold it.
Same here. Yeah. Just not say, just be like, oh, I'm fine. It's fine. And then just.
Yeah. But we don't do that anymore.
We don't.
And that is why we came out of this. So.
Yeah.
It's because we repaired it in the moment. I shared my vulnerability with you. You shared yours with me. Because you could have gotten really defensive about that. This is what I thought you wanted. Or. You could do it too. You could have had a lot of different reactions to that. Mm-hmm. Didn't you approached it in love and curiosity. And that's what we are doing now. And it's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, because it's about us.
Yeah.
I want you to be happy and turned on and feel loved and relaxed and secure and happy and all the things.
Thank you. I think in the back of my head, I feel a little bit like, why can't I just be cool with it?
Because that feelings are just feelings. Why can't I not just be such a whore? What?
I think you were pretty much a whore last night.
I was. I was just like, oh, you're not going to tell me. I'm not getting vetoed again. As soon as I got the go ahead, I was like,
you're on it.
I was on it. I was like, oh, an hour later, when it's too late for anything to happen, but I still went after it, even though I was like, that's not.
Then you harassed the guy to death.
It's illegal what I did. If he doesn't have a restraining order against me right now, like, I just would be surprised.
Oh, he might have a restraining order against you, but it's not the kind you're thinking
of. Oh my God, he's like the nicest man, yeah, too. Yeah. Oh my God, that poor man.
And again, I'm fully supportive of you being with him at the party or anywhere else, just because I like him and it's not about him at all. It was more about the night and the experience and all that. Yeah, I think we learned a lot.
And how do you feel about my texts with him today, which were like basically
talking? You kind of explain what happened. Like, I went a little nuts. And how did you explain it?
So I'll read how it went, which I just was afraid to look at the text thread this morning. And I actually had a ton of meetings all morning, so I just avoided it until the afternoon. And then I looked and he had written, thank God. And he said, good morning, sexy. Sorry I couldn't make it work last night. If I had a little lead time, I would have been out for the night. Our kids are already suspicious, so me just dipping out while they're roaming around is just asking for trouble. And I said, oh my God, absolutely no worries at all. I was just texting Nicole that I got so turned on last night thinking about the two of them. I lost my mind a bit and went feral on you. Very new and fun for me. I've never sent naked pictures to anyone but Aiden, and definitely not ones like that. I really liked yours, though. If it makes you feel any better, the truth was I was in my bed in my ugly, comfy PJs, fully on my period, zit cream on my face, and watching Severance during our conversation. I have no idea what I would have done if you'd come over. You saved me from myself. It was so fun being that turned on, though. I was dying laughing rereading our text this morning. And he said, it's all good. And I would be down to do it. It was super hot and see, I liked your pics. Hate saying no to a hot and horny woman. And I said, let's find a time. And he said, fire. This weekend he's booked up. So anything next week, or he gave
and a then I wrote dates. You back and I said, oh, you're setting up a separate date now.
Right. And I was like, I don't have to be like,
you said, I really don't care.
I obviously I've wanted to do that for a while, but I don't want to do it if it doesn't turn you on or if it gives you ick, because then it's just not fun for me.
But when like you read that to me today, I was like, oh, so this is continuing then. And not that's not going to continue, but in the same thread, you're like, okay, let's set up a time. Which is continuing the problem from last night. I don't know.
So problem in that you don't like the idea of me separate.
I don't know. It's just not sitting well, and I don't know why.
Okay. It doesn't have to be a reason.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Like, we don't have to do anything. Looking at the calendar, I don't think anything's going to happen before our party anyway. And then I think it'll just fizzle.
Well, it may not. It may not have to, even.
I can just let it.
Well, again, easily. I'm not saying I don't want it. It's just, like, in the same conversation it's happening. So, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
Because the first conversation.
And then I'm sitting here saying, it's fine. He comes over, he can fuck you at our party. That's fine. So, I don't know what my problem is with this. What is my issue with that? Maybe it's just that banter back and forth. I don't know.
Yeah, like the separate texting.
Separate texting, that's always been an issue for me.
It has.
And I have to examine my own reasons for that. Like, why does that bother me? Or what? And I think we've talked about this before. And to me, it ends up being a, not a trust thing. Because that's not an issue for us. It's just more of a, I don't know what's going on. That's why I always want all the details. That's why I want all the check-ins.
Yeah.
That's what I like is all the information.
Yeah.
And maybe I need to get out of that. This is something I need to work on. Like, why is that? You should be able to do what you want.
You don't need to do
anything.
Have
your own connections with people. Okay. I do think that's one of our goals, is we both.
But there's no rush. And
that's true.
I just love you. And I love all your feelings, wherever they are, whenever they are. And that's the most important thing to me. Truly.
Yeah.
So.
And you said that in your response. You said, I don't need any of this.
I don't.
It's just fun stuff and whatever.
Yeah.
And we've said that many times. So, yeah.
I just, if I'm going to have sex with somebody else, I do like the idea of it just not being in some big group and Like, if I have the menu of everything on the menu for being in the lifestyle, my favorite is just a one-on-one experience. And if that's what I want, like, then maybe I probably just won't play that often, because it's just those other scenarios in the group, big groups, just don't appeal to me. But I don't need to play. Like, I have the best sex of anybody. I think I was trying to make something happen, because sometimes I just feel left out, honestly. Yeah, like, everybody else is playing and I'm not. And so I was trying, I was like, ooh, this might work. I'm actually, I think, could be attracted to this guy and he seems nice and I could actually do something and be part of the group or something. But I don't need to be part of the group and I'm not being left out like I'm in seventh grade. I can just be me and I'm not going to be kicked out of the group for not playing. And, but yeah, it's two things. Like, I'm picky as it is. And
I, on the other hand, don't want to restrict you from doing what you want to do. I think that's a recipe for problems.
Yeah.
And I think we're both coming at it from care for the other.
Yes.
Like, I care that you have your own connections. If that's the kind of play that you want and we want to keep doing this, then that's something we want to happen. And it almost did. It almost did last episode, for sure. And it almost did last night. If he had just said, yeah, I'm getting in the car, totally different experience, totally different night.
It would have been.
And we would be talking about totally different things right now. Wow. Maybe good, maybe bad. Maybe it would have been great, maybe not.
I don't know. Oh, God.
We're on a whole nother host of...
I'm so glad it didn't
happiness happen. Or dissatisfactions that you would have had in that scenario. Oh, we don't know what would have happened, but...
Because if even the texting was giving you ick, I think if he had come over, that would have been awful. And I just can't even imagine making you feel bad like that. Like, that just makes me just want to never play with anybody else again and just have a monopoly. Like, just me be monogamous and you play and just do that.
I don't know that it would have been that much worse. It would have just been the... culmination of that whole text thread.
Honestly, you're at a certain point, you're like, okay.
All right, I guess it's happening. And then I probably would have been turned on about it eventually. And so we don't know how it reacted.
Who knows?
Another unknown. So there we go.
But there's no rush, babe. And I just love you. And I so appreciate you telling me, like, exactly how you feel and where you are. Because I know that's not easy. It's always hard for me to say those kind of things.
Yeah, I've come a long way in that respect, but it has to happen. Like, I know we have to share things.
We have to.
And it always ends up better. All right, guys. Another crazy episode that started out one way and ended up another.
Yeah.
Like all of our episodes.
Oh, we got to say, epilogue. Nicole then posted the picture of her kissing you on the women's thread. So I've not seen anybody post on that thread about any of the husbands or any escapades specifically. So everybody's cheering and I'm like, it was so hot.
All the women were supporting it.
Oh yeah. So he's got all this great advertising leading up to our party. So I think he's going to be very popular.
Oh no.
5-star Yelp review.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm nervous to ask for this, but yeah, I think I need some honest feedback about my behavior and what you like. If you're horrified by it, I guess I'd like to know.
I don't think anyone's horrified by it.
I don't know. I think, or maybe I could have done instead. I'm already thinking about what I could have done instead, but which is just nothing. Actually just goes in.
You've had similar experiences. Share those.
Yes. If you've had similar experiences, we'd love to hear.
This is all in the name of learning and growing.
It is, so definitely.
Please, if you like this podcast, leave us a review. We'd really appreciate that. And send us an email. We're still getting a lot of your emails. We'll be reading more of those on the air soon.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about my closed nostril tonight. I'm not speaking very clearly. But I'd love to hear from you. And...
well, yeah, let us know what y'all think.
Join the Facebook group.
AnnaAiden@gmx.com. All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
See you on the next one.
Bye.